To the Punch Bowl. Almost called it the National Intel Report. I'm your host, William Rapillum, on Friday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Central. Here we are. It's another Friday night. And I'm going to just welcome you to the show and thank you for being here on your Friday night. Oops.
Yeah, you sound far away because the microphone's away from me. How's that? Is that better?
That's feeling a little better there. I just moved the mic closer to my face. All right. So, again, welcome to the Punch Bowl. And please go to Republic Broadcasting and donate whatever you can, whatever you can afford, if you have the means to do so. Please help the station keep free speech alive. Just think about how much free speech is actually worth to you and never, never, never take it for granted in this time where something like free speech is just being completely eviscerated by our enemies. So tonight we're going to talk about those people, the enemies, and expose their criminality like we always do. I came across a video from Greg Reese. I was actually happy to see somebody from InfoWars departing from the don't talk about Jews stigma dogma. Let's roll that clip, Mike. Whenever you're ready there. I think he still works at InfoWars. He sounds like InfoWars is still part of his shtick, but I don't know what's going on. He and Alex Jones, he's doing his thing on InfoWars. Alex Jones does his thing, but Alex Jones definitely doesn't expose Jewish power. Maybe he has been a little lately. I haven't kept up. Anybody wants to call in and tell me, the number is 512-248-8252. Go ahead and just play that video, Mike, whenever you're ready, and I'll shut up. I don't mind doing that at all. But I'll keep talking as long as the video is not playing. I think I sang it to you, sent it to you. There's something else I'm going to go ahead and talk about tonight, and that's getting in the right mindset. And the reason why I played this jazz song tonight instead of the Dirty Rotten Imbeciles punk from the 80s was because I heard it coming back from having some pizza tonight and something, I probably take for granted, being able to go out and do that. And a song came on, and I thought I wanted to change it up and play some other type of cool music. Because this, even though jazz has like a Jewish influence and root to it, I think, and a lot of the jazz is subversive music, it also, it was very interesting because it's also had an effect on me that's been very kind of calming and put me into a different mindset, different state of mind. And I really see how it just alters the ambiance of wherever you are and brings about a completely different way of thinking, I think. And I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's good. So I don't know what you think, but smooth jazz, Boney James, some other artists, Norman Brown, Rick Braun plays the bugle. Ronnie Jordan. Ronnie Jordan, one of my favorites. These are all, he's got a song called At Last. So I made a Pandora station, and like right when they first started locking everyone down and people were freaking out. Well, I was listening to jazz all day long, and I'm kind of in a state of bliss in a sense. I'm not prone to participate in fear porn. I don't even. It's like a foreign language to me, fear porn. I don't speak fear porn. So if you want to be part of the chicken being swung around, then you can participate in fear porn if you like. Doesn't mean that I'm completely tuned out to all the warnings that are coming our way, because I am very aware that Palestine is ground zero for what the religion of Judaism and Jews and the Zionist power structure wants to do to the world. Now, there was one thing in Greg Reese's video, which Mike's going to play here as soon as he gets back, is he says that Ernst Zundel, he brings up Ernst Zundel, and he says that Ernst Zundel was surrounded by neo-Nazis. Well, that's the only issue I take with the video. So, I'm bound to keep a little bit of skepticism when it comes to somebody who comes from a big operation like InfoWars, which is controlled by a Zionist, Alex Jones. But what's Alex Jones been saying? Because I haven't followed. I just watched one little clip of him and talking about, I thought somebody was exposing something, and no, he was just shilling again. I might have to play that clip. I was going to scold the person who put it on BitChute for kind of misnaming it. I'll find the clip and play it. Mike, are you there? Okay, I guess Mike's not there. So, well, let me see if I can find this clip by Alex Jones. Should be a quick one. It's not a very long clip. Actually, one of the things that I became curious about this week was the World Economic Forum's statement on Israel in Gaza. I wanted to hear what these people say, right? Because you have these Orthodox Jews and these chicken swingers, clearly the chicken swingers of the Zionist power that are just literally taking out Gaza. They're stealing they're genociding the people, killing women and children, telling them to go and leave. And where are they going to go? They have nowhere to go. Clear out of their home. Jewish behavior. Tell you to clear out of your home and then bomb it. If you're there, that's your problem, according to Jews. They to do whatever they want because they think that they rule the world. They think that, well, and they kind of do, I guess they do. But that's all because we've allowed it. We've allowed it, and we've even promoted it. We've even sequestered it. We asked for it, either consciously or unconsciously. We've reined it in. How have we done that? Well, there's been a lot of psychological programming done on us. I was thinking today, like an imaginary scenario where we're in some kind of a wartime situation, and your loved ones are turned against you, and then you have somebody, and you're trying to tell them that they're brainwashed and they're following a program that they're completely programmed, and they're just like, what? What? And they don't understand, and they can't grasp what you're trying to tell them. Yeah. And I thought I would spend some time ridiculing, because I think that ridicule can be, you know, to refer to this mind stupor, it can be an effective tactic if used with tact and restraint and the proper, I guess, administration. These are all words that apply to us individually as people. I'm not talking about a larger body politic that you might consider adhering yourself to or binding towards. That sort of takes away any of your... When you do that, that sort of takes away from any of your autonomy. Next thing you know, you're following groupthink, and you're no longer the one in charge. So people are looking for leaders out there. And leadership is going to come from those who think for themselves and those who are trustworthy. This stuff's all going to, I think we're going to, as humanity, we're going to get to a point where, Mike, are you back? But we're going to get to a point where the truth is prevailing, and we're back to a point where the world runs on honor and truth. I don't know if that's ever been the case, ever, where the world operates that way. Love to hear from you, 512-248-8252. If you have any examples of when the world overall was run in a just and fair, you know, where justice prevailed, where the truth would win, where, like in what we're told in the movies, the good guy wins. People think that because we won, the good guy won. It's quite a horrific thing to come to terms with, that in World War II, the good guy did not win. The good guy did not win. That doesn't mean that America was the bad guy. America was used. America was used to rein in communism upon the world. And if you look at it, it's not real hard to figure out that that was the case. But people tend to prefer their delusions. Anyway, Greg Reese talks about some great points. Mike, I see you typing. If you don't mind playing that video, and get ready to stop it. I'm going to comment on it. Well, I'll probably just take notes, and then I'll comment afterwards. I got my pencil, so whatever you got it there, Mike. Can you play the video? You have the video. The one above, by way of deception, thou shalt do war. That's a Greg Reese clip. All right. This one here, Mike, just popped it over to you again. Meanwhile, let me take a chance in ME, Maine. Chance in Maine. Chance. Oh, are you there? Yeah, welcome to the show.
Here. Can you hear me?
Oh, are you in Maine now?
No, I'm in West Virginia. I don't know where you got Maine from.
Okay, that's what Mike put in there. Chance, ME.
No, West Virginia. Listen, have you heard these psychos
no worries.
Bombarded a Palestinian ambulance convoy? Have you heard that one?
No, but it doesn't surprise me at all, because I saw them blow up a couple of medics. You know, I had assumed it was, they were in between buildings. I assumed that it was, you know, they were collateral damage, or, you know, they didn't necessarily intend to blow, but the bomb went off and blew up these medics that were just trying to hide. It was really sick, and they had the camera there.
Convoy, body parts all over the place. This is how sick these bastards are. And let me tell you something. You know what I saw today, William, when I went into town in my county seat? I saw a U.S. military aircraft flying overhead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think that meant?
And from what I'm hearing, people in other states.
Hang on, Mike.
You there?
No, sorry. Mike was just in my ear about something. Go ahead, Chance.
And from what I'm hearing, people in other states are seeing this too. So I suggest people pull their head out of their asses, take their eyes off their damn smartphone, and when they see this, they should call in and report this, because our military planes, aircraft, are flying in the skies in many states right now. So something is going on.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it is? I told you what I saw. It's up to people to tell you what they see. If they could, you know, get their head out of their ass and look above. I mean, they don't even see chemtrails. So, you know, this mm-hmm. might be a feat for them to do. I don't know. But I'm just telling you what I saw. And it's a little pretty unsettling.
Well, it absolutely is. And I don't know what they're getting ready for, but they're probably getting ready for this war that they're ramping up.
There's something going on. And I think people should pay attention. You know, look up once in a while, you know?
Speaking of looking up, and not to change the subject, but have you noticed less chemtrails?
Have I noticed what?
Less chemtrails in the sky.
I've noticed chemtrails, but did you say black?
No, I'm asking you if you noticed that there's less of them.
I've seen a couple today.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple today, not many. I've seen more contrails than chemtrails, but I saw a couple.
Yeah. Okay.
Chemtrails. They're not as heavy as they used to be, that's for sure.
Right. Well, no, I didn't mean to change the subject on you. I don't want to go off, but... No.
Well, that's okay, because they're killing us with the chemtrails, too. So, I mean, if only people looked up in the damn sky rather than walk around in a daze, I think, word might get out and say, hey, something's going on here. But mm-hmm. then again, I don't expect much from people. But, I mean, it would be a good idea if they called into these shows and reported what they're seeing, if they're capable of looking up. I mean, because I've seen it today with my own two eyes. I'm saying, what the hell? And I've seen this twice.
I think I'm going to have to preview my song Zogbots on the show tonight, Chance. And I'm going to do that after I get off the call with you. But we're going to play this clip from Greg Reese, about 5 minutes. You want to stay on and give your commentary after the clip?
I will, okay. Of course.
All right. Mike, go ahead and roll it. We'll skip the break. All right, 1 second. Uh-huh. What's going on, Mike? Okay. All right, here goes, folks. Hopefully. All right. Mike, we'll let you work that out, and then let us know when you got that. Meanwhile, I wanted to, I'm going to get this song to you, Zogbots, which I'm going to have up pretty soon on my BitChute channel. Okay. Okay. Mike, can you mute? Thanks.
Climate denier, racist, Nazi, and anti-Semitism are words that have been exhaustively misused to psychologically beat people into a submission of shame. It is a human control technology that works on many people. When you point out the facts which expose the man-made global warming theory as a hoax, you are called a climate denier or a science denier. We are expected to trust the science even if it doesn't scientifically add up. The group mind has been conditioned to look down upon those who question the official narrative, and the word denier or denial has been made into a curse. This deceptive wordplay, along with the term hate speech, both stem from the Holocaust denial trials of the 1980s. In 1983, the founder of the Canadian Holocaust Remembrance Association, who was a Holocaust survivor, filed a private complaint against German-born citizen Ernst Zundel before the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal. In 1984, the Ontario government joined the criminal proceedings, and Zundel was charged of spreading false news by publishing the book Did 6 Million Really Die? The Truth at Last. He was not making claims that the Holocaust did not happen, just that it did not happen as we were told. The main argument was simply challenging the number 6 million. Many others have worked out the math and concluded that 6 million would have been impossible based on multiple logistical factors. The charge against Zundel alleged that he knowingly published a false statement intended to stoke racial intolerance. He was found guilty by two juries, but was acquitted by the Supreme Court of Canada in 1992, who ruled it was a violation of the guarantee of freedom of expression under the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. But in 1995, Ewald Althans got 3.5 years imprisonment in Germany for asking the same question. From a logical perspective, discussing observable reality should not be so emotionally offensive, but Zundel was a fan of Hitler and was surrounded by extreme neo-Nazis, so there was no sympathy for his persecution. And the term Holocaust denier became the absolute worst thing anyone could be charged with. Zundel left Canada and moved to the United States. In 2003, Germany issued a warrant for his arrest. U.S. authorities arrested him for violating immigration rules and deported him to Canada, where he was tried, found guilty, and given the maximum sentence of 5 years in prison for violating the Volksverhetzung law in the German Penal Code, which bans incitement of hatred. This quickly evolved into the term hate speech, and those paying attention could see that this would soon be used against anyone the government wanted to silence. The Zionist government, who funds and operates Hamas under the Mossad maxim, by way of deception, thou shalt do war, is openly calling for genocide of all Palestinian people under the banner of their God. Are we still bad people for asking logical questions based on observable facts? The number 6 million has been ritually used by Zionists since their official beginning in the late 1800s, decades before the Holocaust. It obviously means something. 6 million is a 6 followed by 6 zeros, and so it can represent 66. 66 is also two-thirds. The Hebrew prophet Zechariah wrote that two-thirds of the nation of Israel will be cut off and die. Many believers of biblical prophecy believe that this mass blood sacrifice is necessary in order for their Messiah to return. The Zionists seem to be no friend of the Jewish people, but by simply showing this information, many of you are triggered into thinking that I am an anti-Semite, a racist, or even a Nazi. And yet all I am doing is reporting on the unbiased scientific inquiry that people have had for decades in the pursuit of truth. Mind control is a real threat, and we are all affected. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Okay, thank you for that there, Mike. There you go. Just took a few notes down there. So one of the things that Greg Reese mentioned was, and he said a lot of really good things in there, and then his language was very concise and very descriptive in a way that was palatable and easy to kind of understand what's going on. So I think a normie could listen to that and get red-pilled on it pretty well. So I thought that it was very notable, and I was very pleased with the fact that somebody from InfoWars has departed from the "don't say Jew" thing. So he's talking about that. One thing I'm going to keep my eye one eye open about it, though, and remain skeptical of somebody like Greg Reese from InfoWars, because he's from InfoWars, which is run by Alex Jones, a Zionist, is a Zionist Jew. He's a Jew. He's actually a Jew. And I'm not saying it because I've heard that. He said it himself. You can go watch the beginning of my video on my BitChute channel, William Repellum. Watch the Chosenites. And Chris Switzer put that together.
There is a man, baby!
So, Chance, before we go to break, let's get your comments.
Well, William, I understand you recently woke up, what, 6-7 years ago, right? Is that what you said?
Six years, yeah.
Just cool, with the anti-Semitic remarks.
Well, you there?
Yeah.
I woke up 30 years ago to all this, so all this is all old information to me. What I'm concerned, and I don't mean that as an insult, don't take me wrong now, but I woke up to all this a long time ago, okay? What I'm interested is what the next shoe is to drop. And what I saw today, okay, is I think everybody should keep their eyes open, because we're out of time now. It's push comes to shove. I mean, I woke up to all this a long time ago. My eyes were open over 30 years ago, 30, 32 years ago. But none of this is new to me. Okay?
How did it happen for you, Chance?
Well, I started questioning why things were happening the way they did, and I started reading. I think the first book was None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen, and from there it just progressed. And I researched, read continually, and, you know, there's no doubt about what's happening.
All right. Well, Mike's playing some gay disco music as we go on to the break. Chance, you want to stay over for a second?
Sure.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Enjoy your gay disco music.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Disappointed with what just happened. Okay. All right then. All right, so we're back and we're in rare form tonight. So, Chance, you were saying?
William, I don't want to stay on too long. I feel kind of self-conscious. I want to give somebody else a chance to call in and offer something valuable. But what I got to say is this. People better pay attention to what's going on around them, okay?
Yeah.
I don't want to hog the lines here. I don't feel right being on too long, you know? Give somebody else an opportunity to call in with something valuable. All I can say is people better pay attention to what's happening around them. You know, we're going to be the next Palestinians. You know that. It's becoming obvious to me. Mm-hmm. This is a dry run for what's going to happen to us. I mean, it's becoming apparent.
You know? Right.
It's becoming apparent. This is a plan. This is a dry run, a test for what's going to be brought on to a lot of populations, meaning us common folk. So I'm going to let you go because I don't feel right staying on the line too much. I would like to hear input, valuable input from other callers, okay? And I thank you for your time now.
All right. Thanks, Chance. Appreciate your input.
All right now. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah. So I would just say I don't mean to nitpick at Chance about the dry run, but the dry run is technically a test scenario that where nothing happens, but it goes through the motions. I would call it more of a pilot program or pilot program or proof of concept. Yeah, so Gaza, proof of concept on what they're going to do to the rest of the world, what they already are doing. I mean, they did it to Lahaina. They did it to Acapulco. That's a harder one to prove, right? Because it's a hurricane, so they blame climate change. They're clearly, blatantly doing it to Gaza. That's hands down guilty of that crime. And now the world is faced with this. We're confronted with this. What are we going to do? What is the world going to do? You know, there's powers that be that are out there that we don't know if they're opposing Zionism or not, or if they're on board with it, like Russia. But we hope, you know, I mean, what do we do? I mean, it's, you know, we got to, as we become aware of this stuff, where do we direct our energy towards? You know, besides obviously preparing for ourselves and our families and trying to position ourselves in a spot where we can, if not thrive, survive. At least survive what's coming. So for me, I rely a lot on God for this, praying, you know. If I wake up in the middle of the night, or if I feel troubled or whatever, usually that's when it happens. That's when I, well, this is a very personal thing, I guess, you know, I'm sharing with you, but prayer and asking for divine guidance and help with whatever the problem is that might be distressed over. And it always ends up working out. That's why I feel like God really is on my side. Really do, you know? So I make a point of having a relationship there. Whether you believe in whatever you believe in, have that relationship with that creator, person, you know, the whatever you want to call it. If you don't want to call it Christian God, if you want to call it something else, fine. But have that discussion with your higher power, for with God. Okay, so we got get off the soapbox here. Okay, so I got another caller here. Make sure I don't have more that I missed. Oh, we got Joe in Florida, and then we got Al in Montana. So Joe, let me take you first. Joe, welcome.
Hello.
Yeah, hey Joe.
Hey William, great. Hey, listen, first things first, I gotta say amen, brother. Thank you for being so honest about your faith, you know. It's not easy to do that, especially these days. So good for you, and I agree 1,000%. I'm in the same boat. I wouldn't make it. In other words, my life, I wouldn't have made it without the relationship with God, right? So thanks for that.
Well, Joe, you know, I say it with some conviction because
yeah,
I've seen the results of it. Like, if I go and I pray and I'm not, you know, I don't get all, you know, if something I'm distressed over and I go, oh, okay, well, I'm being distressed over this for a reason. This is happening, that I'm being told something and there's a message coming to me. Usually that happens in it, like night or something, you know, it's just when you're in your subconscious, right, or whatever. Right. And so if I were to get all stupid and stressed about it, instead of just sort of like going, okay, I need help with this, God, you know, I'm talking to you about it, and just be talking about the most intimate personal details over this situation. And then all of a sudden the next day, the whole thing gets worked out. Maybe I get, you know, stressed out about something. I don't know. Something to do with something I'm working on. And next thing you know, it's like it gets resolved. You know, on its own, whether it's with my help or not. Go ahead, right, Joe.
No. I totally agree. And that makes sense to me. I've had similar experiences. You know, sometimes we have to, well, the thing is this, what I've come to understand is that we have to sometimes, in order to hear really what God is telling us and how he's leading us, we have to be quiet. We have to have that quiet moment. It has to be just him and us. And so much of what the direction that we might have otherwise gotten, we miss because we're distracted. And I do this all the time. Too much noise and confusion and drama. You know, when I can get into a place where I'm just really quiet and a meditative thing too, which I do sometimes at church there. The voice is very loud and clear, and it's a true guide, so thanks. Now, the other thing I wanted to say was, this is totally not, you know, in the bunch bowl theme, right? You were talking, and I totally relate to this, you know, about jazz, let's say, soft jazz or whatever.
Smooth jazz.
You know that? Yeah, smooth jazz. Now, I'm going to throw out a name. I mean, I'm dating myself on this, okay, because I'm like an early Gen Xer. I'm not a boomer. Don't call me a boomer. I'm an early Gen Xer. But you actually brought this name to my mind when you were talking about that and how relaxing it is. The singer, do you remember this? Late 80s, Baja, B-A-S, the Polish, a British singer. Do you know her? Baja. I think her last name is...
I'm going to look her up.
Yeah, B-A-S-I-A.
Hey, Joe, guess what?
What? It's the cat typing away. I was thinking that meme with the cat typing a million words a minute. No, but, and the song is Time and Tide. There's an album called Baja on Broadway, B-A-S-I-A, on Broadway. And the first song in that album, it's a live album, but it sounds amazing, is Time and Tide.
I don't know what that noise was.
I don't know. That sounded like maybe it was InfoWars running down the street there. I don't know who that is.
But she's
great though. Baja on Broadway. She's Polish, and she was a big hit in the late 80s.
All right. Well, I just popped that. I popped a song into there. Oh, it's a karaoke song. Let me get the original. Baja.
Yeah, Baja on Broadway. If you go to On Broadway, Baja on Broadway, the first song, Time and Tide.
Okay.
It's
Hold
beautiful.
On, Mike. Don't she's... play it yet. Let me get the right link. Sing. Okay. Baja on Broadway, Time and Tide.
Try that one. Say what you think. You're a European talent. Amazing.
I don't know.
It might not be your
style. Travel stuff. None of that comes up. So let me just go back to what I found here. Baja Time and we'll go with that. Wait, Mike. No. Okay.
Time for me to stop my heart. Love never knows when the time is right. I don't want to hurt anybody but
that.
Well, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Well, thanks. Yeah, thanks, Joe. I'm gonna probably pop that in and include it into my smooth jazz.
All right, let me just. I don't even play the whole thing. I think we were playing requests here. But listen.
Go ahead, Joe.
I'll make the point. And that, by the way, that's very relaxing, kind of smooth jazz, which it's right. It does put you into a different mode or mood, you know. I think I'm getting a feedback.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, can you go on mute?
All right. And by the way, I'm voting yes on Mike's Rasputin. You don't know that. That's the Putin theme song. You know me.
The disco song?
Yeah. Me, Laura from Michigan, and Charlie from Florida, you know we make up the RSP Brigade. Do you know that?
No.
Me, Laura from Michigan, and Charlie from Florida, we are the RFP Brigade on RBN. Mm-hmm. Rooting for Putin Brigade.
Okay. All right, man.
Yeah,
rooting
for Putin.
Don't get labeled a domestic terrorist there, buddy.
Okay? Oh, wait a minute. Too bad. But the only thing I'll say about what do you call InfoWars?
By the way, have I told you about the Jews?
Oh, you forgot to mention that.
Anyway, let's go. Go ahead, Joe.
Listen. It reminds me of isn't Alex Jones' real name something like Bill Ritter or something? I think Murr knows his real name, and it reminded me because on a serious note, we have Sunday. It's 2 years since the passing of John Stadmiller. And because I also heard that Alex Jones, you know, really did a dirty deal on John Stadmiller. But to get to the point, I would say that what happens on InfoWars, I think they go beyond what other controlled opposition is. And he's willing to bring on, like, Nick Fuentes and even Kanye, right? And entertain people that will actually even talk about Jews. But still, he's controlled opposition because, as you say, it's always the Chancoms, it's always the Chancoms.
Right.
Or the Nazis, the Nazis. Give me a break. You know, what Nazis? When did you talk about Nazis? You know, even the people who call themselves Nazis are not Nazis anymore, you know? You fake Nazis in Ukraine. Anyway, that's the only one, but I agree with you about him being controlled.
Mike's playing the White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane.
I don't know.
Song's almost over. Okay, thank you, Mike. I really appreciate it. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Okay, stop, Mike.
За Россию. За победу. Ура.
Uh-oh.
Come on, strength. Strength, what's up? Buda Goomba, Dago Buda Boomba. A Boomba, Boomba, Boomba.
Hey, Joe. All right, I guess this show's over. All right, man, I'm going to pack my suitcase. So, all right, well, go ahead. So, Joe, thank you for the call. Did you have any last thing you wanted to add there?
No, that's it. Have a good night. Good here. You got it? Oh, you're right. You got to stay trusting God because he's still in control. As terrible as the world looks, you still put our faith in him because he still wins in the end. Thanks, William.
I think so. Yep. All right. Thank you, Joe. And we're going to go to Al in Montana. Hopefully, Mike is going to stop playing.
Hi there, William.
Hey, Al. How are you?
I'm good. So I've watched every hour of InfoWars for the last, it's an embarrassing amount of time, but I've been watching it, of course, every day since October 7th. And I got to say, you know, across the board, they're just, they're calling it a stand down. They're calling it a conspiracy. You know, like they say on the news, they say it's their 9/11, and they're like, over at InfoWars, yeah, it sure is.
Hey, Al, is there any way you can get closer to the mic? I don't know. It sounds like you're driving or something.
I am driving, so if I don't sound good, I'll hang up. But I'm pretty close here. Okay, how's that?
Better, I guess. You could also go direct to your phone if you're able to just use one hand to drive and then put the phone up to your ear.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Hello?
That's better. Much better. So you're saying, Al, you're saying that you've been watching InfoWars and they've been hitting the nail on the head. Is that right? Since October 7th?
Yeah, to sum it up, yes. All the main reporters are the, you know, the guys with the three-hour shows and all the guests that are coming on, they're seeing right through it. I think a little bit of some of the video doesn't look right about these bombings, you know. I sometimes wonder if Gaza isn't just a big guarded movie set, but I don't want to be insensitive to potential dead people at war. But, you know, as the layers pile on, we'll see. But right now, they're like, telling the truth and Israel at all. And, I mean, they're calling out Ben Shapiro's and Mark Levin's and how quickly they turn into tyrannical psychopaths.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's what they are. Ben Shapiro is an absolute nut job. It's absolute
nut job. Oh, I knew
it
from the beginning.
Completely insane.
Yeah, and I used to like that guy. When he showed up and suddenly got so popular, and he was this little violinist and as a little kid, and it was like, yeah, this guy's just the next row of shark's teeth, buddy. He's going to turn on all these people that he took away from real truth, like guys like you
that all those people, when they're questioning, you know, they don't want them to get to RBN. They don't want them to get to people telling the truth. They put a Ben Shapiro in there to corral them in.
Well, I'm glad you said that. Thank you, Al. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and call out Greg Reese on one thing, too, and that's what I was trying to get at a little bit ago. And that's when he called he referred to Ernst Zundel as a neo-Nazi or surrounded by neo-Nazis. And, you know, no, give me a break. What does that even mean, neo-Nazis? What do you mean? Show the proof that he was surrounded by skinheads or whatever it is that you're trying to say. You know, this is like when somebody mixes in, 2% BS with their truth, you know. So we got to be vigilant about this, Al. When you're watching InfoWars, be vigilant with everywhere you go. You got to be vigilant about anybody. And then call them out if you can. Call us out. If you call us out on something, we welcome that here. We're not trying to shill for anybody.
I appreciate it. I do. I came across Alex Jones in 07. I was very critical of him at first. Then I researched a lot of the stuff he said, got into it. But then over the years, I'm always critical of him. I mean, I can tell there's this element of disingenuousness with him so often, and I can kind of feel like I know when he's lying. And I think a lot of media people, some of them are 98% truth and 2% lies, and some of them are 98% lies. But I think a lot of them in there, they like to lie to their audience once in a while just for, like, I don't know, an ego trip or something. But I'm always vigilant like that. And I was going to not call you out on something like a week or two ago, but you were saying... You were talking about, you know, how many billions of people could fit into a lab thing. And I'd done the math on that a long time ago, but it's not quite what you think. Like, when you look at the land area of the whole globe and, in square miles, and there's 640 acres per square mile, you do actually run out of room. You got to do the math. We're not going to do it on the air, and I'll let you get to somebody else. But
okay.
Thank you.
I appreciate being called out on something.
Yeah, like if everybody had it, I can't do the. I can't. I don't want to quote anything now. But all you got to do is go to Wikipedia, look at the, habitable landmass of the world, and you know, not everybody's going to get an acre, but people live together. People have families, so we both get it, but. You know, when people say, we could fit 7 billion people in Texas, it's actually maybe, but they may be living pretty close to each other.
Yeah, probably. They'd be living in, there'd be, you know, there's a lot of open air on Texas, a lot of enormous amount of open land out there, you know. So yeah, you could probably do it, but it would just, in matters of, what would the conditions be like? It would be one giant smart city, I would guess.
Right, like a 10 stories high. That wouldn't be a lot of fun. It'd be like a giant New York City. But I don't even know if that's true, but go check the math. 640 acres per square mile, and then it's simple. You divide it in how many people you can have an acre. But it's not that big a deal. We're on the same page. I'm going to let you go because I can't hear you really.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call, Al. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
All right. So we've got just a few minutes left here, you guys. I'm going to finish up with I'm going to come up with something. I'm going to finish up with. And I'm going to pretend like I planned it. So I've got this wiki on Alex Jones. His Alexander Emmerich Jones, born February 11th, 1974, age 49, in Dallas, Texas. So there you go. That's about all I want to say about that. Well, we're at the end of the show. So the Punch Bowl, or first Punch Bowl in November, is over. And but your weekend is just beginning, so enjoy your weekend and talk later. Tomorrow. Bye. Oh, okay. Please donate to RBN and what you can, folks, okay? Go to RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash the donate button. Okay, and also help Jeremy from Kentucky, his GoFundMe. I don't know where. I guess you can find that on his page on RBN, his host page on RBN. So I don't know. He needs money to build a truck or something. I forgot what it was. All right, folks. Thanks so much for your support, and thank you for tuning in. Bye.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.